Okay,
and welcome to Noise Pollution.
My hair's all weird now. That was a bad idea. All right, I'm Anna. This is your third episode of Noise Pollution, and I'm here with my regular co-host.
Cole.
And an unusual guest.
Thirst and Howl the Third. Nice to meet you.
No, oh my goodness. This is Jacob Leo. We don't know why he's here or how he got here.
We don't know why we talk to him.
I just show up places. What can I say?
Exactly. So today is an episode of just...
I said no to this.
Wow. Okay. Today's the episode of just showing up.
So how y'all doing? Of course, the topic of the day, legalization. A beautiful, beautiful thing. One we can all appreciate, and one that went live last
night.
I'm
sorry, do you run this show?
This is now my show.
Okay, welcome back to the Jacob Leo Show.
I just wish I had an audience. Now, the real question is, out of the three of us, who has celebrated Weed Day today and who has not? Let us decide, answer on Twitter when we throw up a poll.
Oh, we're not going to throw up a poll.
No.
We're not doing that. There's like two people listening right now. We don't do that.
Yeah, it's Richie and...
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's... Yeah, exactly. Okay, so, I mean, enough babble at the talk of the show. This first songs we have coming up right now, we have two. After, we're gonna, I don't know, talk about simple legalization, talk about the pros, talk about the cons. But we'll save that. We'll rile it up first. But
really,
at first
what will
now...
happen with the cons?
You just kind of move on. That's
I'm wondering
it.
Why I agreed to this. Okay, first song we have up here is Welcome by Hey Rosetta, followed by the Rural Alberta Advantage with White Lights. You be a bright light. Okay,
me,
and
Tom.
That was... Cool. Seriously, dude?
Sorry.
That one... Oh, my God. That was Welcome by Hey Rosetta first, followed by White Lights by Rural Alberta Advantage. Two very... I don't know. Those names seem more like folk indie to me, you know?
Yeah, definitely seems so.
Like, there's definitely a spin-off Lumineers with the name Hey Rosetta! Exclamation mark. I feel like there would be.
Me,
anyway,
on the other hand, I
could
just,
see that.
I'd ask you for your thoughts on the music, but you weren't listening.
That's correct.
So, Cole, why are you looking at headphones on your computer? We're doing something right now, dude.
Well, I was doing that before. You know, I'm thinking about work. I'm at work.
As you can tell, a pair of true professionals.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You can also tell who wears the pants in this relationship.
Cole, okay.
You're such a cute couple.
You're awful, dude.
Oh, I know.
I thought you were dating Cole. Is that new?
No, see, he wanted, like, a triangle thing. It was just,
Yeah, this is completely off. Well, we didn't have a point in the first place, so I guess it's not that bad.
Why did we invite him? Why did you invite him?
Did I invite you to do this?
Yeah, that's a good question. Why did you ask me? Me of all people.
Let's be real, this is Anna's radio show. Anybody else is just kind of tagging along.
Yeah, she kind of guides it.
Yeah, maybe
you're
a
welcome.
Smidge.
You are welcome.
So what is it you actually wanted to talk about?
I don't know. You guys were talking about the legislation?
Oh. Yeah, well, the thing I mentioned is that although they are legalizing it, anybody who has a possession charge prior to the ruling, like legalization day, then your sentence is not commuted and it still counts and it's on your record and it doesn't change. So not now you couldn't be arrested for it, but if you got convicted of it even a month before,
yeah,
it still counts.
See, I understand why people are, like, pretty mad about that. But at the same time, it's like, well, when you did it, it was illegal.
Yeah.
Like, if they suddenly, like, made shoplifting, like, oh, okay, it's not that bad. You're not gonna, like... I mean, that's a bad example, I guess, but...
And, I mean, realistically, any Toronto cop that catches you with weed, you really have to piss him off if he's gonna actually charge you for it.
Especially in, like, that's, yeah, in bigger cities, though. Exactly.
I mean, also,
like, not
really
like, I'm...
questionable, but...
Oh my gosh. Shots fired. I mean, Welland, you know. I mean, I feel like it's way more chill in Welland, to be honest.
You can get caught with any amount of weed, and a cop will just let you walk. They're concerned about the crackheads, not you.
Oh, in Welland, yeah, for sure. Dude, I don't speak Welland. I had to, like, wade my way through all of that. Jesus.
How much OV did you get spilled on you that night?
Oh my god. I was even convinced to drink OV at one point. Like, that's how bad it got.
Oh, my Lord.
I know. Well, all of the Coors Banquet ran out, you know?
Were you aware that they fill the bottles just by dunking them in the river?
So, going back, me and Cole, I think in every single episode, have mentioned Owen Palooza. And he's just...
And probably OV as well.
God. I dread for the month of November because every single day I see Cole. But 10 a.m. on campus, cracking open an OV, like, you can't spell November.
that dates back to Anna's birthday last year.
Jesus Christ. Oh,
and it was a Dallas Friday, November 3rd, and I had forgotten Anna's birthday.
And Anna has not gone to Dallas since.
I felt very bad for forgetting, but Anna didn't realize I forgot later. And I brought a can of OV to our meeting, and I said,
warm, clearly thrown, like, dinged up can of OV, because Cole put it in his backpack 3 days ago for breakfast and forgot it was there.
I can see him rocking up to class, sitting at the very back, and just cracking one audibly while the prof is talking.
I have a video from homecoming of me handing...
There's a video of Kobe doing that.
True. Cole was just handing out beers from his backpack on homecoming. And to keep in mind, there was like 10 random Welland people at whatever backyard party we were at. But Cole was like handing people OVs. And Jack, like, I handed one to Jack and he took a sip and he was just, did you just give me water? I'm like, no. And he's like, what's in your cup? I'm like, OV. And he's like, oh, that makes sense. So, they, I mean, that gives it pretty. I mean, how do we go from?
No, okay. So I was handing it to Anna and said, you can't spell November 3rd without OV. Happy birthday. And
then I threw it in the garbage. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's not bad. It's refreshing.
Refreshing.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Because it's the farthest thing you can get from alcohol while still being alcoholic.
I wouldn't, like, order it. But if I was, like, on a beach somewhere and someone was like, hey, I'd probably go for Corona first. But then OV, yeah, I'll throw that in after. It's one of the ones that you, like, oh, no, you know exactly what it is. OV is the drink that you hold while you're sitting in, like, an inflatable flamingo in a pool. Because if a little bit of pool water gets in when the next person cannonballs, you can't tell. Yeah, exactly.
We have a flamingo.
Who's we?
At home.
Oh my goodness.
In Welland.
Do all of you share
all of you have one flamingo?
It's one of those enormous blow-ups and the town of Welland shares it.
Oh,
it's
I was going like,
space.
did you breed them?
No.
Like, is it just that's what Welland's known for, their flamingo farm?
Yes.
Yeah? Cool. Also, Kate, who is we?
Like, my house back home, we have one of those inflatable flamingos.
One flamingo per household. God. That's the cap.
Well, like, the cap. Aiden pops them, so, like, we have to replace it after that.
So you had a whole flock of these seagulls.
How does he pop them every time? Is there, like,
Jake bought it, okay?
To the nth degree of flamingos that this kid has popped? Like, also, how?
No, he's only popped, like, two, but still.
It's okay. So only two flamingos have perished. Just for the point out, no flamingos have been harmed in the making of this podcast. We promise. I mean, I guess later we can try to get back onto the legislation conversation.
I think that's kind of difficult.
Well, I just got a text from Jack. It even tasted like water. Fantastic. All right. Well, that concludes our OV talk. Hopefully, on the next round, we can make it to...
Legislation.
Actually talking about the legislation.
Mm, we got close.
All right. Upcoming, we have Girl of My Dreams by Attica Roots. And then we have Flowers by Texas King. That's it. We're playing two. So Attica Roots and Texas King, Girl of My Dreams, playing now. All right. What did you guys think? Again, you weren't listening, though, so I'm going to talk
about it. I was. It was nice.
How? You're not wearing headphones.
Ah, this one's on. I heard it.
That's on, like... Okay, sure. Whatever. Those were two bands you just heard. Attica Riots, I believe. We're going to talk about these bands a little bit, because I really like their song. I think I posted on my Instagram story, like, 3 a.m. yesterday.
Nice.
So, Girl of My Dreams, that was the first song we heard by Attica Riots. That song came out on September 28th of this year. So, it's pretty recent. It's got about 9,000, give or take, listens on Spotify, which is pretty good, honestly. And... let's see. I really don't know where they're from. Like, where do you think they would be from in Canada? Because that's pretty open-ended, you know?
Oh, very much.
So where do you think? Like, East Coast, West Coast?
I'm going Flatland.
Manitoba?
Yes,
Saskatchewan?
No, I'd say, like, Alberta.
I want to say, like, I feel like they'd be Saskatchewan, to be honest. I don't know, though. Wait, let's see. Looking it up. Oh, still unknown. We're still trying to find it. I love that. When we, like, that's kind of why I like playing these bands, is because you can't find anything on them unless you, like, go to their Facebook page. About, maybe...
Possibly.
Winnipeg.
Oh.
Oh, Cole got it right. Did you say Winnipeg?
No.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
I said Alberta.
I said Manitoba.
You said Manitoba. I did say Manitoba. Right. All right. Well, then I guess Jacob's right. Yeah.
So, excuse me. Could you repeat that?
No.
I think that is the first time, ladies and gentlemen, that I have ever heard that in my life.
Absolutely not.
From anybody.
Oh, jeez. All right. And then the other band we heard was Texas King. Not from Texas. must I say, because we wouldn't be playing them. They're from London. Oh, that's tight.
That is a very interesting choice of name, then.
Mm-hmm. I think it's dope. Let's see if they have any concerts coming up. I'm just a little bit... They're playing in Waterloo. Really
too. Damn, look at that.
On November 13th and 14th.
Oh, we got so many concerts this month.
Yeah, we do. It's playing at Maxwell's, so if you guys liked that last song that we heard by Texas King called Flowers, there's a show coming up. If you're listening in Waterloo, again, two people listening. One's in Oakville. I don't know where anyone else is.
I think that would be Kitchener.
Oh, right. I mean, yeah.
Cam,
do you have any friends?
Up?
Oh, yeah. Cam's in Hamilton. Shout out to Cam. How you doing, Cam? Texas King was for you because you Snapchatted me saying that you like Texas King.
Yeah. I mean, in all honesty, most of these bands so far have been all right, but like nothing to write home about. When are you going to bring it, Anna?
Are we writing to Welland?
Of course.
All right. Well, then up next, we have two Welland bands coming up. Cool.
So up next, we have Other Wives and Without the Rose. Almost everybody in both of those bands went to high school with me, so they're pretty dope. Other Wives is nice pop punk feel. You know, that phase that you say you grew out of, but you really didn't.
Sure.
Cole,
sure.
I don't know what kind of childhood you had.
Are you? Yeah. Do you want to talk about something? Are you feeling okay?
The next is Without the Rose. You know, Welland's the Rose City. That's where that name comes from.
Ah, yeah. So it does need Welland some fucking is restoration.
Dead. Welland's currently deceased.
Kind of.
Honestly, okay. Let's just put this out there. We don't really hate on Welland.
It's more
we
of a meme.
We just flex
at this
on
point.
Cole.
Yeah, basically.
Anyway, to translate what Cole just said, we have two Welland bands coming up next. Built the Same by Otherwise is playing first, and Gold Digger by Revive the Rose will be on just after. Enjoy.
Excuse me?
Message us on Instagram about Welland. Give us Welland facts. We want them.
Best roast gets shout out.
All right. So we just witnessed Welland. What else comes out of Welland other than some pretty cool bands, to be honest?
I don't know. We stopped exporting steel, so
that's not a room in town.
That doesn't come out of Welland anymore.
I was not expecting an honest answer for that. At first, it didn't even look like you heard me.
It took him a little while to process, but yeah.
I also
he's
like how it's taken us. This is the third week to learn that Cole's mic needs to be exactly a foot and a half away from him. You're sitting so far back. All right, so yeah, that was Built the Same by Otherwise that played first, and I feel like I say Other Wives wrong every time.
Oh, 100%.
And I don't even like it. It's a very easy name. There's also Gold Digger by Rev the Rose that we just heard. Thoughts? Because we actually kind of listened to that. Or we talked about it at least. Yeah,
yeah, it was very interesting politically, obviously.
Oh, yes. It was interesting to listen to just guitar riffs over Donald Trump talking about some nonsense that didn't happen, probably. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, okay, that's our political climate right now. Going back to politics, we've tried and failed at least 3 times to talk about the legislation.
So, please, tell me. What aspect would you like to explore? Because I've talked about prior convictions. What do you want to hear about now?
I don't, like, prior, like, oh my goodness. I honestly don't even know because I don't know. When I heard about it, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I wasn't.
Okay, well, the logistics are you can personally be carrying up to 30 grams.
Oh, yeah.
And your home stash can be of any size. It does not matter. You're legally allowed to grow one plant.
Okay.
And that's per household.
Interesting.
They're planning on opening stores for it, but currently it's only online, which is
in Ontario.
Slightly unfortunate.
Yeah.
Some provinces actually don't even allow you to grow anything, but it's different province to province.
Well, it's just kind of weird getting emails, like spam emails from your university about please don't grow pot plants in residences. Like, that's something that
you
I
got
did.
That?
Yeah.
That's
oh,
hilarious.
Yeah. That was an actual email that Caroline Ray of something, something, something.
Technically, they can't stop.
Well, they can't because it's on, like, it's
private property.
Yeah. It's like a private institution.
They're technically tenants.
Okay. So do you want to, like, take up a lawsuit with Wilfrid Laurier University for not letting
No,
you
they
grow?
Can enforce it because they can just put a hold on your academic account. So.
Also true. So, Jacob, how was Frosh Circus this year?
Can honestly say I don't know, thankfully. I did, however, head down there for Ever After, and I can very honestly tell you it was just a lot of white girls wearing
what
nothing but glitter.
What is that?
Oh, it's just a terrible place where bass heads go to hit each other. It's a good time.
So you went to that this year, and then last year you went to Boots and
Boots
Hearts.
Boots and Hearts, yeah. He's going on the...
All right, I'm sorry. When you get free tickets to anything, do you go?
how do you get free tickets? Slash, why would you want free tickets to either of those things?
I mean, I didn't ask for them. They were just given to me.
Oh, okay. True.
And remember, I was dating that bouncer for a little bit?
When was this?
This was summer of last year.
Ah, yes. You've told me about a lot of girls, Jacob. That's just...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a few.
Okay. Yes, about her. She got free tickets or she...
Yeah. She just straight up was like, yo, you want them? I was like, yes.
Kind of weird. Kind of weird.
Not bad.
Weird flex, but okay. I feel like, okay.
Speaking
of
which.
If you had to go to a festival, which one would you go to? And I feel like I would go for something that's not currently, like, driving. Like, I'd go to probably, what's that one called in Montreal?
Oh, shit.
I'd go to Burning
yeah,
Man.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, but
that's
the
too weird. Like,
Festival d'Été is really good, too. I remember,
yeah.
4 years ago, the Stones were playing, and they might not have even been the headliner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've also mentioned the Stones at least twice on every episode that we've had so far. I have zero doubt about that.
How can you not? They're iconic.
Also true. Also true. I'm trying to think of, like, if we can start a poll for how many times Cole says any specific word.
I think that we just might have to come up with a drinking game, and that's it.
No, we can't.
No, we can't do that here.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Why do we let you on here?
Okay.
No. It's for everyone else to play who's listening, which is two people.
Going
so
back,
good.
If you could pick, like, what would be your all-time favorite festival to go to? It doesn't matter, like, where it is, also. You can just go on.
I don't know, but...
I can't see myself going and thoroughly enjoying, like, any. Like, I like music, and I like camping, but do I want to camp?
I can actually say it's kind of dope.
Like, but I also just don't... Like, I'm not a huge crowd person. Like, I don't, like... I sit at the very end table of Chainsaw every time I go.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
To avoid everything else.
Oh, yeah, it's a great time. You just sit there roasting people. It's amazing.
Yeah, and then when you hear, like, Alive by Pearl Jam or, like, Night Moves, come on. Like, you can, enjoy it without hearing the shrill...
Yeah, the...
10 people screaming into one microphone. Yeah, that's my favorite music festival, honestly. Just Chainsaw Karaoke nights every single night. You can sit in the back. You can't really see anything. You can't really tell who's who. You can play pool and stuff in the back corner, and then the front is just where everyone is sweaty.
You can eat what they call a dirty burger for $2.25.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. They taste damn good.
But,
they
like, where do. Else are you going to feel like you're having a hallucinogenic experience while listening to, like, The Strokes,
Counting Crows,
The White Stripes, Smash Mouth,
The Killers.
Oh, The Killers is a huge one. What else? There's always, like, it's funny. Every single girl that I know that goes up and does karaoke, or guy for that matter,
Elton John.
Sing, like, good music. And then they go and they, like, oh, my favorite genre is metal country. I don't know. Like,
oh, there's some weird shit out there.
Okay. But, like, how do you have a good music taste when you're singing it in front of a million people?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not.
It's, like, also Piano Man. Like, I guarantee 10 of those girls only learned those lyrics because they're like, fuck, I need this for karaoke someday.
Yo, yeah. Real
like,
shit.
I need this for Chainsaw.
Like, if you ask somebody what their favorite Billy Joel song is and they say something other than Piano Man, pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and the real, like,
if they say Piano
fans,
Man, if they say anything, I'll still be very impressed. Because yeah. I had friends in high school that did not know, A, any of the words to Piano Man, and B, didn't know it was
well,
by
I mean, one
Billy
of your
Joel.
Friends didn't learn them till what, last year?
Yeah, shout out to Allie. She's currently not in this time zone and
Miss
not even
Buchanan,
on this continent.
But she could still be listening in.
Yeah, sure. Let's take a voter poll, send it to the story.
Although they are 5 hours ahead, so that would kind of suck.
Yeah, that's also valid. All right, did we have a point there? Can we go on to the next songs?
I think you're all right.
All right, cool. Up next, we have two songs. Do we have time for that? Yeah, we do. We have Evil I Know by the Ascot Royals, followed by Alchemist by Good Kid. Enjoy. Okay, what we just heard again was Evil I Know by the Ascot Royals and Alchemist by Good Kid, which unfortunately I have to cut off a little bit early so we can sign off of here. Yeah, thank you for anyone who has tuned in to this. If it's your first time or if you've done it before, I commend you because it's a hard one to get through.
Yeah.
This week I'm apologizing. Was a little long. A little bit of talking, a little bit of no topics, but we'll hopefully improve for next week, guys. Thank you for listening. I think our entire playlist will be available on Spotify for you guys to find. And coming up now, we are going to play you some Joel Plaskett. And remember, rock and roll ain't noise pollution. See you next week.